Live from the front lines, welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are live once again from the Arden Hills at Gradient Center, Studio 26, episode unknown. We have done so many now, I can't even keep track.
Yeah, I lost track here. We're over, probably over 10. I mean,
all I know is the views are off the charts. I mean, do we have a number one record? Or are we on the top? The label? How do they work that in?
I don't know. I'm just waiting for a check. That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for my check here from YouTube, or I don't know who it comes from. Does it come from YouTube?
Yeah, maybe YouTube. There's tons of different platforms it probably plays on, because yeah, Spotify is probably a big one for a lot of people. Oh, yeah. We're all over that.
We're gonna be getting a contract with Joe Rogan here soon.
Exactly. Well, I have to tell you, I got to work today and my legs are fried. I'm almost 50 years old. I say that because I'm closer to 50 than I am 45.
Yeah,
you are. But I went out last night to what I thought was an amazing time. GB Layton, big Minnesota band, has been around a long time. And I just love his music. I don't know. It's just good vibe. But I had myself dancing at 9:30 last night in the middle of, I don't know, 200-300 people. And my legs are so sore this morning. I just don't move like that anymore. So,
well, I'm glad we didn't see any videos of that.
It's a good thing.
Yes.
Definitely not Dances with the Stars, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into today. I'm actually super excited for this one. Just because this has become a huge deal in our industry. You know, as an advisor, you know, they are out there always, you know, they've got mentors, they've got people they work with, they got friends in the industry, you know, other advisors that they talk to all the time.
Right.
They're always looking to share ideas. And today we're going to get into what we call tactical coaching.
That's right. So that should be a name that, or a term that hopefully a lot of our listeners are familiar with over the last couple of years, as we introduced tactical coaches to really another team here at Gradient, when you think of it that way. And I kind of want to take a step back here on why tactical coaching in this department even exists. If you think about, I've been doing this, it'll be 14 years here. You're pretty much the same, Brad. And you think about where businesses have evolved over the last, let's call it 15 years. I mean, 15 years ago, a majority of our clients, majority of their listeners are on here were maybe insurance only.
Yeah.
Or just got their Series 65 and they're building their AUM book of business and building really their annuity book of business. And when you look back, most people didn't have 5 employees, right? They didn't have multiple arms of marketing. And large advisors in our industry were doing 10 million of total assets gathered, right?
If you look back in time.
And kind of what's happened over 15 years is now 10 million is kind of entry level. Now, I don't mean that in the wrong way, but businesses have evolved to a point where you're seeing 50, 60, 100 million of new assets gathered per year. And there's actual businesses that people own out there today, right? So, with that success come other hurdles along the way, right?
Yep.
And that's why tactical coaches exist. And there's really 4 pillars that they guide. So you want to talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. When our tactical coaches, which, you know, I'll just dive a little deeper into our tactical coaches, but really a lot of them are leadership that have helped build Gradient to where we are today. They understand the ins and outs of this business. They've been in front of top advisors. They've seen offices, how they work. And, you know, the 4 pillars, just to elaborate a little bit, but ops, so operations, sales, marketing, and leadership are really the 4 key pillars that we look at. What they generally come back with after they go to an advisor's office to visit and you know, 2 days of looking at how everything's running, talking with staff, focusing on the things that they maybe feel like they're lagging in. One of those or 2 of those or 3 of those pillars generally are a little out of whack. You've got, you know, at the end of the day, we want them all to be somewhat level to make sure we're doing very well in all areas, but it always feels like something is lagging a little bit. And generally that can cause for a little bit of disruption in the business.
That's 100% true. Yeah. I mean, even the most successful offices, there's something one of those four pillars, whether it's the structure of the office regarding operations, right? Whether it's, you know, most people are pretty good at sales out there, right? They kind of got that figured out at this point in time, but of course it might be lacking somewhere. Marketing, they might be lacking. And the other one we see lacking a lot is kind of the leadership and being a mentor to your employees and helping with them and not getting frustrated with them. And kind of like that, that usually when you look at even successful offices, there's definitely one area that they struggle with. And that's what our coaches help them do, is not point those out in a bad way, but recognize that we're all not perfect, right?
That's,
you know, by the way, lucky enough, you guys have a partnership with Gradient, who has kind of done this over the years now with the 300 and some odd employees that we have here in multiple different businesses. And like, we understand how to structure these things properly, right? So that's what these coaches do, is find a little bit of a weakness and then make that stronger.
Absolutely. And we put together really three models, if you will, for our advisors. And the first one is the launch. In our eyes, launch is people that are getting into this business that really are focused on growth and really getting started out of the gates, right? They don't know what they don't know yet, but they are in the business. They're having success. But what else can they do? Whether it be getting that first time, you know, hire in, or maybe building that first sales process out the right way to make sure, getting some of the paperwork in place. That's our launch program. We also have two other ones we call Blue Angels and Top Gun. Now, Blue Angels is one of those where you've got a pretty successful office going, things are working well, but you're looking to grow, scale within the four walls that you have around you, right? And what can get in the way a lot of times is, you know, the hiring process, the firing process, really the HR side of things, but also, you know, just maybe taking it a step further, but getting payroll taken care of. Maybe it's help internally just with direction on who's doing what. It really helps our coaches go in, put a timeline to everything to see where everything is kind of running and working together, and being able to, honestly, you got to peel back the onion many layers to get to where you want to go.
Right.
And you have to be okay with opening up the door a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, totally agree. So the Blue Angels, I like to think about is people, businesses that want to scale and grow, but don't want to have 16 different offices, right? Not every advisor wants that. And I totally understand why you wouldn't, you know, more people, more problems, right? So it's finding the most efficiency in the four walls, like you mentioned there, and seeing what we can do here to deliver the most value for you guys to make that office and make your four walls the most efficient and profitable that you possibly can, right? So that might be multiple things, like you said, just operational, but also like planning internally, contingent planning as well, looking at succession planning, things like that. I mean, that's exactly what they do.
Well, a lot of it too is just getting that paperwork in place, right? For, believe it or not, I've come across some pretty large offices that maybe didn't have that non-compete sign, you know, signature from all their employees, things like that behind the scenes that you want to make sure that if you are a business owner, we want to protect this the best we can. And so having coaches come in and look at the things that we have done over the years. But the last one is Top Gun. Now, Top Gun to me is, I mean, these are the best of the best, right? When you think Top Gun, these are the advisors that are not so much better than Blue Angels or Launch, but they are looking to expand the best way possible. Is it, you know, taking on new RIA firms that maybe they purchased down the road, a smaller shop wanted to get out of the business. Maybe they want to expand into other markets and grow more brick and mortar, right? More employees, more advisors outside of the state maybe they currently work in or inside the state. It's just getting out and branching outside of those four walls. And that is not easy for a lot of people to do. It takes a lot of money. And honestly, that's why we have Meraki here too. Meraki, one of, you know, our private equity firm here at Gradient has done an amazing job helping those members of Top Gun continue to drive to that next level. And, you know, when you get into tactical coaching, there are a couple of things that really hit home for a lot of people. And it's, you got to be able to open up first and foremost, right? When you have a tactical coach come through the door, you can't just defend everything,
right?
You have to just be able to embrace some of the open conversations that are happening, because it is your business. And we've got many advisors, Kalen, you could probably elaborate a little this, that come up and we call that a university, university, right? And so if you want to elaborate a little bit, because in my mind, that has really taken that coaching to another level on your business.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So kind of like the two things regarding them is the in-person office, like the visit, like you mentioned there. And you are true on opening up. I know that some of the ones I've been on, like their employees think that this is like a, you know, like office space when they bring in that consultant right. and they just fire people.
Right.
Right. Like that's not what we're doing.
No.
Here, right. We're not trying to come in the office and see who's not working or who's, you know, like there's some funny clips in that movie if you guys haven't seen it, but it's like that's not what we're here to do. We're not here to come in and scale you guys back. We're coming in to say, hey, we noticed that this person, there's duplication of this effort over here, you know, this is something that can make you guys
fine-tune, right,
make it more profitable and efficient for everyone involved, right? That doesn't mean firing people, okay?
No.
So I want to be clear on that, right? So that's the I've seen that before though with the in-person office visit. So it is important that you open everything up. We're here to help, right? And then the university, like you mentioned, is actually one going on today. We had gentleman here kind of doing some Q&A this morning with us, longtime Gradient person. So what they do is they come up to our office here, actually at our location in Minnesota, and spend about a day and a half meeting with each and every single department that they work with here at Gradient. It's not just the annuity side, it's the investment side, it's the operation, it's the legal side, it's the tax side of things now, right? So it's you get to, there's no way for us to fly 12 people down to your office. We can fly a couple down, but the only way for you to really get in-depth approach to all of our businesses is to come up and see us, right? So that's exactly what the university with a YOU university
yeah, that's correct.
Is designed for. So yes.
Yeah, no, that one continues to grow out. Obviously, advisors love when you can take a deep dive into their business. And, you know, from our tactical coaching team, we've already seen it. You know, just you mentioned it, you hit home on one big one that I didn't even think about, but legal, you know, having the proper things in place, but also having a little team on your side mm-hmm. that can help you if, you know, rubber does hit the road faster than you're expected. And the other thing too, think about just HR in general. That's a big piece for many. Many offices don't have an HR division.
Oh, yeah.
They might have somebody that claims that they operate a little bit on that side of it, but actually having a piece to the puzzle there. So I think, you know, our toolbox here, you think about some of the tactical toolbox pieces that we have, but I'll name a few here, but accounting, compliance, human resources, which we just described, technology, legal, you know, sales and marketing. And again, for most offices, those are definitely ones that you want to make sure that you're finely tuned in mm-hmm. To make sure the instruments are all working properly. Speaking of which, last night the band sounded amazing. And that's because they were constantly, there was a guy out in the middle. He had this iPad and you could tell he was tweaking some things.
Sure. Yeah.
But by song two, they were amazing.
Sure.
So
let's fine tune the sound of our advisor's offices.
That's correct. That's right? correct.
Is that what we're going
to
do?
That's what we're going to do. So if you have not talked to your marketer at Gradient about tactical coaching, what maybe model you fall into, whether it be Launch, Blue Angels, or if you are looking to get outside of the four walls, Top Gun, again, we would love to entertain those conversations. This is about your growth. This is about being structured in the right way. It's about protecting your business. It's about growing as fast as you want to. Really, what we're trying to do is meet you where you want to be. Right. This isn't to try to outperform, to outscale. This is whatever you're looking to accomplish. We want to make sure that you have a strong hand to hold along the way. And Gradient has provided that with their tactical coaching model. Caitlin, we typically leave something with our advisors. Maybe some kind of a goal or you know, something special they should go try to achieve this week.
I know. I was thinking about that when we were discussing this topic and nothing really came to mind. Does anything come to your mind when you're thinking about this?
You know what I would love to do? I would love to just challenge every advisor this week. Call 10 prospects. We're going to go back to the old file drawer, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah. These are the ones that somebody has came to the office at one time. They brought in their statements. They brought in all of the homework you had asked them to bring in. And for some odd reason, they never did business. Mm-hmm. But you have this file folder of all of their information. I want to challenge every office. If you have a drawer like this, take out 5 to 10 this week. Or I'm sorry, it's Thursday. So maybe we'll just shoot for next week. 5 to 10 and go through them. Make a call saying, hey, we are going through our files. At one time you'd come through our door. We don't want to hold on to your information. But if it was just about timing, we have it all here. Come back. We'll talk through it all. Otherwise, come pick it up. Okay. We don't want to hold on to the keys to the car anymore if you're not willing to come through the doors and do business. So
yeah. And actually, in regards to that, kind of sparked my memory there. We had an advisor that shared a letter with us that he actually sends out to people, right? And we can share that with anyone listening as well. And the letter is really pretty simple. It's like, listen, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, we have your tax statements. We have Social Security information. We have this binder full of stuff. Like, for whatever reason, we never reconnected. Do you want me to delete it? Should I write it? Or do you want to rekindle this?
I think it was called Grown Old.
Grown Old.
Is that what it was? Okay, yeah. So let's go with that. You want that letter. Great. Yeah. Call in. Send us an email. Grown Old letter will come your way. And it's an easy way to reconnect on some of those that maybe just didn't get across the finish line.
Yep. And a lot of times the clients will then say, well, yeah, delete it. I'm not doing anything with you. Or they'll say, hey, it wasn't you. It was me. Something came up. My daughter got married. I moved. I sold a house. Like, you'll find out that these people, it's not always your fault. They have lives, right? So things come up from time to
time.
They
do. Busy.
And that letter can easily just rekindle an opportunity where someone will say, hey, you know what? By the way, I do need to get back with you. I've been procrastinating. I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me. Let's get back together. So that's exactly what that can do. And we do have actually a little for that. So I love it.
That's awesome. Well, that completes this week's Stats Chat. We're going to sign out from Studio 26 today with sore legs. This is this is BZ and Kalen Sedgkin live. And we are out.
Sign up.
Brad and Kalen do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.